Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
God, Friday when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich. And I was just obsessing about it. And I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday I went out and I got like a dozen eggs. And I boiled them all. And then I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It's a good weekend.
The Don and Mike Show.
And Music Maestro.
Hello, please.
And here comes the song.
Oh, there's a super one. Not the one I selected, but just as good. This man is just a little ball of energy with a nice big afro. Skinny white man. You may know him. His name is Leo Sayer. He's super.
You wore a little Superman shirt, right?
That's really, really not the song that I wanted coming out of this break.
But it was a toe-tapper.
For goodness sakes. How could we possibly have a disc that has Leo Sayer and Limp Bizkit on the same disc?
The Don and Mike Show.
What kind of crazy world is this we live in? I look for Nooking, and instead it comes up with Leo Sayer.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it for the Nookie. We have there's someone on the phone you would like to hear. She is, I don't want to say a disgruntled Playboy bunny, but she used to live with Half.
She's written a book about all the goings-on, some good, some bad at the Playboy Mansion.
Wow. I'm looking at the cover.
Oh, my God.
You know, of course. POA.
Yes.
Of course. Of course, her name is Isabella St. James. And she, before we talk to her, just let me read you just two things out of her book very quickly.
Yes. Okay.
Before she gets on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
From her book, The Bunny Beauty Basics. Bunnies must have blonde hair, tan, perfectly white teeth, fake nails, fake eyelashes, hair extensions, full lips, Botox, boobs, and a photogenic nose.
Huh?
The most commonly altered feature is the nose. 6 out of 7 girls at the mansion had their noses altered.
Wow.
Nothing changes your look as much as nose surgery.
Huh.
How about this?
No.
Chapters, there's another chapter, and I promise we're going to get it right on. How to make love like a rabbit. The question is, does Hef really have sex with all those girls?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Oh, okay.
He is the self-proclaimed king of Viagra. Hef can and often has had sex with several girls in a row. I've seen it every time. I've seen it many times. When I lived there, Hef was in his late 70s. Viagra isn't magic. It's not like you take the pill and all of a sudden you become the world's greatest lover.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is everything. If the pill was not taken at an exact time in advance of the expected performance, then he would not be able to perform.
Oh, my dear.
Also, whenever there was stress or drama in the group, mm-hmm. and trust me, this happened a lot,
I'll bet.
The blue pill could not do his trick. Angry and frustrated, Hef would kick everyone out of the room.
Oh, sure.
When the Viagra did work, it didn't work alone. The bedroom encounters started off the same way. Hef would lie on his back in the middle of the bed. As we were getting stoned or drinking Dom, he would cover himself in baby oil.
Wow.
Many of the girls he slept with would get yeast infections. What a great book.
Oh, my God.
Blamed on the baby oil.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Parentheses. To this day, the smell of baby oil makes me gag.
Wow.
Hollywood start off the festivities by pleasuring Hef until he became ready. Seems to me as if she never wanted to let the other girls do it. I assumed it was part of her plan of sexual monopoly over Hef, which was still okay with everybody present. As soon as she got him ready, some new girl would be ready to have sex with him. That was the thing about Hef. He was always on his back, so whoever had sex with him would have to be on top.
Just like you.
I guess this was good because the girl was able to control the length and the involvement of the encounter. Occasionally, he would get up and get on top of a girl. It's sad to say, but this usually happened when he wanted to have sex with a new girl who was shy or hesitant. He knew he would have to get up to get any action. This was rare, and he used to crack me up. Holly's blood boiled when this happened. She was jealous that she made an effort for anyone other than her. Because the only other time Hef physically moved to have sex was for a particular scenario.
Wow.
And that scenario involved only this girl. Huh. Last part. After the first girl had her first brief session with Hef, there was a second and a third, sometimes in a fourth. Finally, when it was confirmed no one else wanted to go, it would be Holly's turn to assume the position.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
However, by that time...
Oh, man. No
what
job.
What a tale.
No
the
job.
Man.
No job is perfect.
What a tale.
Well, Hef's the man.
And I mean tale in both ways. T-A-I-L and T-A-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is now, the author of Bunny Tales, Isabella St. James.
Hello, Isabella.
Hello, Isabella.
Hi. Hi everyone.
Hi there. Wow. I mean, that's just...
That
I
was
mean,
quite an introduction, let me say.
That's just loaded with stuff.
Well, your book is great. I mean, your book is really, really great because it really gives all of the dirt on Hef. How many times do you imagine that you had to lower yourself onto him?
Well, you know, initially when I began dating him, we seemed to have a more intimate relationship because he was still, you know, trying to woo me and be very caring and romantic and sweet. And as time went by, that kind of dissipated. So I was not very intimate with him. Sometimes I wouldn't have sex with him for a couple months.
You know, it looks to me, I've watched that reality show occasionally, and he almost seems... like kind of a father figure type of guy.
Yeah, he was very much so.
I mean, he treats the girls kind of like they're, you know, they're his kids. And then at the same time, he obviously is doing this. What? How many nights a week does he have sex? Twice a week?
Yes.
Twice a week.
And,
wow.
And how did you end up getting to the point where you, I guess, were you worked out of the rotation? Is that what happened?
No. I mean, it's not like that. It's just like any other relationship, except he has more girlfriends than one. But I mean, you know, when you date someone monogamously, you don't want to have sex all the time. You don't. You know, you do it when you're both in the mood. And it was the same with Hef. When girls weren't in the mood or didn't want to, they didn't have to.
How long were you involved with him?
I dated him for 2.5 years, and I lived at the mansion for 2 years.
Why do young women want to date Hef?
Is it purely the money, the lifestyle, everything as far as having the, you know, all of that? Or is it to further, did you think you were furthering your career by doing this?
No, I'm an attorney. I just graduated from law school when I met Hef. I certainly didn't further my career by dating him.
That doesn't necessarily fit the profile of the Playboy bunny.
No. I just, you know, when I met him, I was just very intrigued. I mean, this was Hugh Hefner, an icon, you know, social revolutionary. I was very interested in talking to him and meeting him, and I was curious to see what the attraction was. Just like you're asking me, I asked myself, why are all these gorgeous young women with him?
How's his weenie?
So, you know, he was just like a boy wooing a girl.
I guess you didn't hear me. How's his weenie?
I'm trying to ignore the question.
Well, I'm trying to ask it in a fifth grade way that will not get us in trouble with the FCC.
Is he average? Above average?
Average.
Just very average.
Was a hot
very,
dog? She said just very average.
Hot dog, a hot cocktail weenie?
I don't eat cocktail weenies, but...
Good for you.
Good. I would just stick with average.
Well, you know, I'm going to take your quote of just very average,
which was
a little smaller than average.
Now, in this book, I read it, as you heard, a couple of just the intros of your chapters that are fantastic. I mean, when you write about his schedule and his guests and his routine and the grotto, you really have written not a tell-all book, because I'm sure you held some stuff back, but this is not really flattering stuff. What does Hef have to say about your book?
You know, I haven't had a chance to speak with Hef since the book came out, because it just came out yesterday.
Wow.
But he had to know about it.
Are you
right?
Still on?
He did know about it, and I spoke with him a few months ago, and he said that he would likely give me a blessing for the book if I agreed to only write positive and wonderful things about him.
Okay,
well,
so you're.
I guess you're not getting the blessing then.
Up until the book came out, have you had a decent relationship with him?
It was okay. It was a little bit strange initially, but I was getting the invitations to the mansion again, and we had, you know, been exchanging Christmas cards and so on. So it was very polite, civil, you know, nice.
Pretty safe to say that's not going to happen now, right? I mean, I would assume he's not going to be happy about this book. I mean, there's stuff in there about, you know, that's not positive about him. Would you assume that the relationship's going to blow up?
I hope not, you know. He's a big supporter of the First Amendment. I mean, it's my right to tell my story, and he happened to be a big part of it. And I didn't write anything that was mean or bad. I simply wrote the truth, exactly how it was. And if he's unhappy about that, then, I'm sorry.
What do you think? What do you think?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. I just found some very Elvis-like stuff.
Ah.
Have schedule. You
right.
know, we are fascinated with Elvis.
Right.
So
I bet he's Elvis-like. I'm sure he's Elvis-like.
Half eats an English muffin, I bet he does, with butter and strawberry jam between 10 and 11 a.m. He reads the paper, puts on his black silk PJs, makes his way down the hall to the office where he works till 5, mm-hmm. where he eats his daily instant Lipton's chicken noodle soup and crackers.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He is still the editor-in-chief of Playboy magazine, and he likes the First Amendment, blah, blah, blah. Evenings are equally structured. Half eats all of his meals in bed.
I didn't know.
Breakfast, his later afternoon soup, and dinner late at night, usually as he prepares to watch a movie in bed. On dinner buffet nights, he sits at the table and drinks his classic Jack and Pepsi. The butlers have a book downstairs so they can follow directives, because Hef does not like things that are different.
Right.
He likes lamb chops, fried chicken, cheeseburgers, and fries. His dinner always comes with applesauce and a glass of cold milk.
Sure it does.
Sometimes with potato chips.
This is sounding amazingly like Elvis.
He also likes Haagen-Dazs strawberry ice cream for dessert. What was really peculiar about Hef is that when we went out for dinner, he would not eat restaurant food. Our kitchen prepared his regular lamb chop dinner along with his applesauce and peas.
Oh, my God.
He would have it delivered to the restaurant before we arrived for dinner.
Wow.
The restaurant kitchen was taking a long time with his dinner. He would get anxious and annoyed. Christmas and Thanksgiving were the only two occasions every year when Hef ate dinner at the dining room table.
Wow. Whoa, that is a great fact.
Why would he be upset about any of that?
Hey, she's telling the truth.
That's good stuff.
What's the most pissed off you ever saw Hef? What gets him really mad? Obviously, if you're spending that much time with him, you're going to see his ups, his downs. What gets him mad?
He gets irritated when things don't seem to go his way. You know, like, for, let's say we were at an Emmys party, and he wanted a private table on the side so we would be secluded from the public, from other guests at the party. And if he didn't get that, he would get very irritated.
Would he ever get
mad? He would get irritated if men were coming up and talking to the girlfriends.
Would he ever get mad if you ran out of applesauce?
No.
And what you obviously, it sounds to me, you've written this book. You're probably smart enough to realize this is going to shut the door at Playboy.
Who cares?
You know, and you know, you're an attorney, so I guess it doesn't matter. But I mean, do you think really that he would, serious, and a serious question, Isabella, do you think that he would in any way say, hey, that's cool, you know, that's fine? Do you think your relationship is that good with him?
I'm not sure what level our relationship is at now, but, you know, I'm not really worried about it. I wrote the book for myself, and I wrote the book for the public. I didn't write it for a stamp of approval from Hef.
Oh, well, you have a bunch of pictures of him that I wouldn't want of me in a book.
Really?
Like, look in the middle, Mike. There's the picture of him with the pimp daddy hat on.
Yeah,
that's not a really flattering photo.
Why? It's adorable.
I agree.
And,
people
oh my God,
love it. People think it's charming.
There you are with Kid Rock and Pam Anderson. Were you able to wash the disease off you after you had that picture taken?
Pam and Kid Rock?
And look at the one where he's got the hat on that says the Dashing Hef.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that one, Mike, where he's got the blue shirt on and an Indiana Jones hat.
The dashing Hef.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. The baby oil. Don was reading us about the baby oil.
Yeah.
Isabella, that had to be nasty. I mean, really, that had to be nasty.
It is, but so attached to baby oil ever since the 70s. He's been using it, you know, for tanning outside, for I guess his activities inside. It's just a big part of his life. I don't know why, but yeah, I can't stand it.
Isabella, we've talked about a lot of things on this show for many years, and I gotta ask, what's the grotto like?
Yeah, the grotto.
The grotto.
How do we get invited? And do people still have sex in the grotto?
You know, I did write a chapter about the grotto, and it's a very short chapter because not much happens in the grotto, in fact.
Really?
It is a beautiful place. It's very cozy. It's very seductive and sensual, but the mansion is not swinging like it once was. And even at parties, people don't really have sex in a grotto. No one really has sex in a grotto.
Oh, that's such a disappointment. Yeah. In your time there, in your 2 years at the mansion, who's the horniest famous celebrity that you met?
Was it Dick Van Patten?
James Caan?
The horniest?
The horniest, yeah. The guy that maybe you thought was really just really into the girls and, you know.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
That's Pauly perfect.
Shore. Friendly retard.
That's
Pauly
perfect.
Pauly Shore, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And hold on. I'm looking through your book right now. Here's another thing. Gifts. Major things were something we requested for our birthdays. All of the girls knew what they really would get from Hef. They wanted with like boob jobs or porcelain veneers, a nose job, whatever. For birthdays, Hef always gave us the same thing. A small frame with a photo of you and him and a card with $2,000. In addition, you could get whatever kind of surgery you wanted.
Wow.
That's nice.
How nice.
Well, it wasn't a guarantee. It was just that seemed to be when girls wanted, you know, to get their boobs done or something. You didn't just ask him every day. It wasn't like you had to save it for a special like.
You have to admit this is a little catty now. Just a little catty. What does a millionaire Playboy boyfriend get you for Christmas?
Playboy underwear and awesome.
What?
And a Playboy bracelet that's $5.99.
Yes, there you go. Bingo, right.
Bro, you're honest. You're very honest about it.
Lucky girl. It's a good book.
Wow.
Isabella, looking ahead to the immediate future, is the mansion handicapped accessible?
I don't think it is. I'm sorry to say no.
What kind of law do you practice? Are you practicing now?
I'm not practicing law at the moment.
Are okay. you? Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 30 years old.
30. Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow. When was the picture taken for the cover?
Good. Beautiful.
About, I think, 6 months ago.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Where are you from? What Scandinavian country are you from?
I'm Polish. I was born in Poland, and I grew up in Canada.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm on a vacation in Poland.
Well, you know, there are lots of beautiful women there.
Are you married?
I am.
How long have you been married?
A year.
You have any kids?
No.
Okay.
Good for you. Remember, good for you. Just remember, you can forget about any kind of career down there as soon as you squeeze a baby out.
You know, and I want to ask one last question. As far, if you had a daughter, and someday she wanted to be involved with somebody, obviously Hef will be long gone at that point, or maybe not. He might be hanging on. What would you encourage women that are, you know, beautiful model-type women that can be in Playboy to pursue this kind of lifestyle, to go out to the mansion? Do you regret it, or do you think women should still try to do that?
No, I think everybody can make their own individual decision. You know, I certainly spend most of my life in school. I went to university. I got my BA. I went to law school, got my JD, and I had graduated law school early, and I felt like it was time for me to try something new, and I wanted a change. I wouldn't advise it to other people, but it seemed like it was the right thing for me at the time, and I have no regrets about living at the mansion. I had a fabulous time. I'm just trying to say it's not always perfect and fantasy filled like many people think it is. You know, the reality is a little different. Mm-hmm. And my only regret is that perhaps I lived there a little bit too long and got a little bit jaded at the end. But
when you were there when you had relations with him, would he wear a rubber or would you use the pill, or was there just
not a
chance that he could father a child at this point?
No, he never finished the experience with anyone. It was just a solo act.
Oh, gotcha.
He would finish by himself?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What, like
the baby
man, the sex king of America.
He would put on a show for you girls, or what? Is that how it would end?
I don't know. I think he was just doing it for himself.
Everyone would leave.
Would he get? I mean, would you leave or would you
no,
be there?
No. Everyone was there.
So he put on a show.
You know, I can tell that it probably towards the end. That had to be work. That had to be a little tough, wasn't it? Sex with Hef had to be a little difficult at the end.
How are his bowels?
No, he's fine. He actually looks really great for his age.
How about bowel and bladder control in general?
He doesn't have any problems.
No problem.
Doesn't have any old man issues like forgetting his name or anything like that?
No, he doesn't have any of those problems.
What about those teeth? Those teeth, do they sleep with Polident or?
He has good teeth. He has his own teeth.
He has his own teeth. He doesn't have dentures?
No, he doesn't have dentures.
Would you like to go on record and tell us who was the biggest bitch at the mansion when you were there?
As far as...
Yeah, just being mean to the other girls.
That's
and
like
media.
A celebrity maybe we'd heard of?
Or a celebrity bitch.
Oh, no, you know what? All the celebrities I met were really great.
Oh, really? You never
yeah.
met? What about when Leah Remini was there? We heard she was a huge bitch.
Do you know what? I never met her.
Yeah, well, that's a shame.
Do you know who she is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, we heard very fortunate.
She said that she had sex with Hef.
What? No.
Yeah, she did. She sure did.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
She sure did. So did Patty Heaton. You know her? You know the wife on everybody?
All the CBS stars?
On Everybody Loves Raymond?
I guess.
Oh, God, you guys are so silly.
I guess Hef never really hits on celebrities, does he?
No.
I mean, was there ever anybody, a woman that would come to the mansion where he got, you know, where you thought, hey, maybe he was interested in somebody who was famous?
Like Connie Chung?
Probably Paris Hilton.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. He was interested in Paris?
He liked that, huh?
Well, I don't know if he was interested, but I'm sure, you know, if Paris were interested, he would jump all over that situation.
Would you be with other women when you were with Hef? Would you have...
I was a couple of times. That was the only two times in my life,
so
but...
experimenting.
Yeah.
And Rob says he dwells on Marilyn Monroe. Is he kind of obsessed on Marilyn Monroe?
Yes, you know, I mean, he's still kind of stuck in a time warp where he's in love with the older movie stars and the beautiful women.
Why wouldn't he feel nothing but 100% positive feelings towards his book? I don't know.
Well, it's true. You know, he created his own world. He lives his own little lifestyle, his own world, and he does what he likes. And
did he ever make you achieve the ultimate that a woman can achieve?
No.
No, never?
He did not.
Did any of the girls ever experience that, do you think?
I would say no.
Okay, very good answer.
Well, wow. You have been a fantastic interview.
Yeah, really. This is really interesting.
Really, no, you're good. We could talk to you all day, actually. And you know what? You came at the right time, if you'll pardon the pun. Then really.
Well, I'm glad you found it interesting.
Yeah, but you were interested. It's a fascinating subject. And really, I mean, how many women have come through those doors and never had the guts to do this? And I think it's a little gutsy to write the book. I think it's very cool.
Our producer has done such an awful job of booking guests. I am just amazed that he was able to get you with this book that just came out yesterday.
It's a great poll.
Now, Rob Kong, now you've raised the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've raised the bar because tomorrow it'll be like Buddha Mouse again.
Yeah.
But for today, it's Bunny Tales, available at Amazon.com.
Isabella St. James, thank you, and good luck with your book.
Thank you, guys. You guys are sweet.
Boy, you're sweet.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Anytime you're in Washington, please come by the studio.
I would love to. Thank you.
No baby oil, we promise.
All right. Hold on a second, honey.
Thank you.
Go see how that went, Rob.
You always get it in there. You always do.
What, the honey?
Yeah.
Of course, honey.
Greg's for you. Hey, honey.
Isabella, thank you so much. How do you think it went?
Call her honey.
Oh, they're not tough, honey. They loved it. It was great, hon. Listen, if you ever are you going to be signing and touring?
Sweetie.
I dare you throw a baby doll in there.
Well, if you're in D.C., baby doll, you got to come. You were fantastic.
Okay,
we really appreciate it. Thank your people for it. Bye, then. Bye.
There you go. Yay.
Good job, Ron.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Okay, good. It's a good book.
Yeah, great cover. She's going to sell a few books based on the cover alone.
Very pretty.
She is. How about that? Mm-hmm. How about him getting down with everybody? Like, okay, so everybody sad. Just sit around now.
I'd like to thank you all for participating. Now I'm going to finish. This may take a bit of time.
Oh, Hef!
Thank you.
Hey.
I achieved.
I'm going to throw up. It smells like baby oil in here.
That is the grossest thing. You see his shriveled ass all covered with baby oil. Here come the blondes.
How about him eating all of his meals in bed?
Yeah. He's half.
Very much like Elvis.
He can do whatever he wants, man.
The funniest thing is sending the lamb chops ahead to the
That is the weirdest. That is the quirkiest. That's almost like a food taster type thing.
That is.
That's almost Howard Hughes like the way
all
he
right.
does that.
It will fascinate you.
Hello, Holly.
Way to spoil it for me.
Very sorry about the yeast infection due to the baby oil covering my body.
Bunny Tales, that's the name of the book. Thank you, Kong. Good booking. Get it? Good booking.
I get it.
Okay, that's a pun. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.